Mansoor, who's at the forefront of this gastric balloon treatment.
So, Dr. Mansoor, you heard about us talking about this gastric balloon surgery, if you can call it that.
Yeah, I heard about it this morning.
And then you dropped us a message saying you have to talk to me. So that's what we're doing. We're not. Why do we have to talk to you?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually a colleague in the same hospital as me who got wind of it. The Intragastric Balloon Initiative was solely my brainchild, and it's been researched and developed from the beginning of last year.
Whoa.
And the reason that we actually developed it and the impetus for it was because we were getting approached over and over again by the public in terms of, obesity intervention and obesity surgery.
Which is a real issue in South Africa and the world.
Yeah, so we had to actually find something that was evidence-based and of some quality to fill the gap between patients who are struggling with medical treatment and exercise, and on the other extreme, surgery, because there's a number of issues that have arisen from surgery. Not everybody who has surgery, actually gets the desired results for a variety of reasons. So what essentially I'm saying is that surgery does not tick all the boxes in terms of treating somebody for obesity. And what you'll actually find is that some or a lot of patients after surgery resume weight gain.
Yeah.
And then you've already exposed them to the hazards of a big operation and the hazards of a general anesthetic. So that's where the intragastric balloon program comes in. It is not surgery. It is a non-surgical option. You see, the actual action of putting a balloon in is actually the simplest part in the entire procedure. Really speaking, you could put a balloon into anybody's tummy. But it's not about that. It's, as I said, it's about quality control. So what happens is they come to us, they have an evaluation. We select patients appropriately who will really benefit from the balloon. The balloon goes in as a day procedure. The patient goes home. But simultaneously, what happens is that a team of professionals sees to the patient. So you get a clinical psychologist attending to the patient, you have a medical doctor attending to the patient, and you have a fitness expert and a dietitian. That are not just any professionals, but they have been briefed by me in terms of exactly how to run the intragastric balloon program. So these individuals work with the patient over 6 months. The balloon stays in for 6 months. After 6 months, the same thing happens. They come in as a day procedure. The balloon gets taken out endoscopically, that's through the mouth, and then they go home. And for the second 6 months, the team continues to see the patient.
So it's actually a
12-month program. Exactly, that's exactly what it is.
Now, Dr. Mansoor, I know that obviously we know that it helps with managing your weight and all that kind of stuff. What are some of the, have we had any cases around the world? I know you in Europe have having some training about this balloon. Has there been any bad cases? Like with this, it maybe it explodes.
The gastric balloon is not the normal product. It's actually around for a couple of years, and there's a lot of work over the years that have been done to actually refine the product and to refine the programs that are set up in numerous centers around the world. And I think approximately 220,000 balloons have been placed internationally. So it's certainly not one of those fat gimmicky things. It's based on solid evidence based. Surgical principles. It's something that's an exceptional initiative, and in people that are selected appropriately, it can really do wonders.
All right, so more with Dr. Mansoor, Dr. E. Mansoor at 6:50 this morning. Meanwhile, drop us a thought. What do you think about this new treatment? Leave us a voice note.
061-792-9495.
East Coast Radio.
I'd like you to do a simple blood test.